It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play, and you get yourself a whole bunch of options from slots to blackjack to roulette. What you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Dustin, this segment, we are going to start talking about the freshmen, true freshmen, and find out which one of them will be getting the red light, green light, yellow light, which means are they going to play definitely with the green light? Yellow means maybe. Red, they're probably going to redshirt the season. And we're going to look at the defense next quarter, quarter number three. But here in quarter number two, we are going to look at the offense. And Dustin, when you talk about true freshmen playing, two main things come into play. Number one, first of all, talent. Second is the opportunity. And I'm going to start this very easily on the offense by saying, if you're a freshman and you're a wide receiver, the opportunity is there. How's that for sticking my neck out?
Yeah, that's a really gutsy move there, Jim. Really going out on a limb. But I think to your point, you're right. You know, it's you're at the crossroads of, you know, really a couple, you know, the talent thing, the opportunity thing, also your preparedness. And the preparedness issue, that will be an interesting one to watch under what I would call unprecedented circumstances. And that goes includes the guys who enrolled in January thinking that they were getting a head start. And to some extent they did, you know, they got a little time in the weight room. They got a little time in the classroom before all this kind of chaos ensued and they had to go their separate ways. So now, you know, the guys who are arriving, presumably maybe later this month, you know, that's something else to track, aren't at as big a disadvantage when it comes to the freshman class. So it's an interesting time to be arriving as a freshman. And I think just in general, you know, I think looking at the offense and the defense, I didn't have a lot of guys who I felt very confident would start, go into the summer as green. Now there are guys who are in that sort of yellow green in my eyes category that can make a move in training camp. But I felt all along that this class wasn't really made for immediate contributions. I thought that this class skewed, you know, pretty heavily toward a lot of raw, you know, on raw physical skill that could play out over time, not necessarily in 2020. I would imagine we're going to see fewer freshmen burn their red shirts this year than last year.
Well, the point you make about the freshman class being raw, several of the players, that's true. We also have a situation with a lot of returning players, veterans, who are holding down positions. There's a lot of depth on this team and a lot of places where there just is not going to be that opportunity. So you've got to look at that. I also think you just now brought up a good point with the preparedness. It's the one thing I didn't add to this. And the players that enrolled early, and let's start with the wide receivers, because I think we both agree that's where opportunity exists. Now the question is there enough talent there and preparedness? And one name that I want to mention, just because you brought up the point about the early enrollees, I did a quick glance. Jaden Daunton, who is a four-star out of Connecticut, he was listed, his freshman listed incoming was 6'3", 170 pounds. And I looked at the spring depth chart. He's now listed at 182 pounds. I would venture to guess that those are probably 12 good pounds that he put on as part of the strength and conditioning program already from being an early enrollee. But I know you've looked at these players as high school players, Dustin. And again, let's start with the wide receivers. Where are you looking? Which players do you see as having a chance to break through as freshmen?
Keandre Lambert rises to the top of my list just because physically he was close in high school. I think a very explosive athlete, and that's number one. Number two is there seem to be very good reviews of him through the winter and the early portion of spring as well. So I think he made a really positive first impression, and I think the opportunity, you know, you look at the depth chart and, you know, even – Jahan Dotson is the only real sure thing there. You can feel pretty good that Daniel George now has worked himself to a place where maybe he can make an impact. The TJ Jones, John Dunmore duo, you figure probably one of those guys will emerge, maybe both. But, you know, none of that is a guarantee. And Keandre Lambert, I feel like even if he doesn't begin the year as a definite part of the team's plans, he will emerge as such. You know, I think Jahan Dotson would be a good comp because, you know, nobody really banked on him emerging as quickly as he did, but he kind of forced the coaching staff's hand. And I think Keandre Lambert's going to do the same thing. In fact, you know, looking at the red, yellow, green, the traffic light, he's the only one I've got on green on the offense. I think there are guys who are, you know, yellow with shades of green to me, but he's the only one that I really speak with confidence that I feel strongly he's going to burn his red shirt this year.
I'm sorry, which player was that you said will be green?
Keandre Lambert.
Okay. It's not that I don't listen, Dustin, when you're talking, but I was distracted here for a moment. But
you sound like my wife.
I think
wife,
the point
Jim.
Is to fortunately for you, she doesn't look like me, so you're fortunate there. But when you look at the wide receivers, what we also have to remember as part of this is there are essentially three starting receivers, and if you look at going too deep, even when you add Daniel George to the mix and even TJ Jones and John Dunmore to Jahan Dotson, there are at least two more spots available in the two deep, and that you're looking for someone, anyone to step up. And if that's a true freshman, as James Franklin said, you know, the further away you are from the ball at wide receiver, I think that he would gladly play a true freshman if one of those guys steps up. So there will be opportunities there. When you look at some of the other positions on the offense, I think immediately you say offensive line, typically those guys will take a red shirt to mature physically also to compete in the trenches. At quarterback, you're probably not going to see anyone there. But am I wrong in anything there? Did you have anyone even yellow lighting at offensive line or at quarterback?
I mean, the odds of those guys making an impact in year one is there. It's such an uphill fight anyway. And Penn State is in such good shape along the offensive line. I don't think preparedness and opportunity are really in the ball game for any of those guys. If I were to pick one offensive lineman who I think might be able to defy those odds, I'd look at Nick Dawkins for having enrolled early, for really, you know, having a body that was pretty close to being college ready. Maybe it's an injury away if he really stands out. But again, I would put him in the red category for now, needing to make a pretty significant change. Obviously, Micah Bowen's the quarterback. It would take a absolute miracle for him and any quarterback who's arriving as a freshman in a depth chart that is pretty stocked with veteran options. So him, Tyler Warren making a big transition from quarterback to tight end. I think it's going to be a couple years for him. Malik Maiga, the wide receiver, really impressive size and speed. I think he needs to work on polishing up all the finer points of his game. I have him in the red category as well. Jaden Dotton, I put him in around orange. You know, I came away thinking that, you know, he needed to develop. He needed to get stronger. He needed to polish up his game. So I will put him sort of at the bottom of the yellow category with the caveat that, you know, a lot of unforeseen stuff can happen on the wide receiver depth chart. I just wouldn't put his probability at being very high.
Well, again, at wide receiver, you know, the balancing talent, preparedness, and opportunity, as we've been saying from the beginning, at wide receiver, there's the opportunity. In the last couple of minutes, looking at tight end and running back, those two positions are unique in that I do believe it's possible for a freshman to play, but those are two positions that are pretty well set depth-wise. Do you see a player at either position at least getting into the yellow status?
So, I mean, first of all, it's mostly those positions you named, but my sort of yellow category with upward mobility are as follows. Theo Johnson at tight end, Keziah Holmes and Kevon Lee at running back, Parker Washington at wide receiver, Norval Black at wide receiver, just because he comes in with a little bit of collegiate experience at the JUCO level. Theo Johnson, you know, I feel like I have some concerns just about, you know, arriving. He had the shoulder injury. How ready is he going to be? I feel like it's possible that he makes a move maybe in the second half of the season, but Penn State's going to try their veteran options first at tight end, looking at Zach Kuntz and Brenton Strange. Keziah Holmes, he brings something a little different to the table, you know, speed, explosive ability in space. It's conceivable that that is used in a unique way in the offense. You're not going to see him make a move above Noah Cain, Devin Ford, Journey Brown. And at that point, is it worth burning the red shirt? I would suspect probably not. Although Devin Ford burnt his under similar circumstances last year. So it's possible on special teams or some kind of unique role, it's worth it for the Penn State staff. I would be open to that. Parker Washington, I think he's so dynamic in the slot, and he's already at 5'10", 200 pounds. He's built, he's ready for it from a physical standpoint, tested really well with his speed and all that at the opening. So I think he's one to watch this summer. Kevon Lee, you know, he's a good running back prospect. Same deal. If there's an injury or two, who knows what can happen at running back. And then, as I mentioned, Norval Black, wide receiver depth chart is one to watch for sure. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be fun to see where these newcomers fit into that.
It definitely will be. And we also got to remember that 4-game allowance where players could play 4 games and still not burn that red shirt. All right, stick around. Next quarter, we'll look at the freshmen on the defensive side of the ball.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.